A memorable and heartwarming experience happened at Lomanibau in Amosi on the 9th of June 2022 at 11:30 a.m. Mrs. Akineta Langilangi Tinai Viani was bathing the statue of Our Lady of Fatima in her home when suddenly she felt clouds appearing inside and around the statue of Our Lady. Amazingly, as she took a photo of Our Lady, she began to see how the head of Our Lady began moving up in a series of photos, as you can see here. This was none other than a miracle indeed, as prayer groups have been going around the homes in the villages of Lomanibau into different denominations, a sure sign of faith to prayer groups at Lomanibau in Amosi. Now, another miraculous phenomena occurred in April of 2019, but this time it was in Wairiki Tavuni, situated in the outer islands of Vanuatu. The statue of Our Lady had begun to weep tears as the faithful nearby recited their rosaries. People from different faiths, including Methodists and Hindus and the business community, had flocked to Wairiki, said to be the largest parish in Fiji with 7,000 members. Tears flowing down Mary's cheeks is a significant symbol of blessings for Catholics. It has been stored in bottles and the cloth used to wipe the tears have been kept to bless people. The traveling statue came from the Vatican, Catholic sources claim, and it had been in Wairiki for 3 months since it arrived in the country. It then left Wairiki in a boat for an unknown destination. Now, when Our Lady's statue was carried to the boat, she was crying again and the statue suddenly became heavy, said one witness. It is understood that the tears phenomenon is being investigated by the church to establish its authenticity. Reports of a weeping Virgin Mary statue are not uncommon. In July of 2018, in New Mexico, a similar incident was reported there. The liquid on the statue was olive oil and balsam, the same mixture found in Tavuni. It is used for certain Catholic rituals after being blessed by a bishop. Now, claims about supernatural phenomena, including weeping statues, have been historically common in Catholicism. A well-known example is the Madonna of Syracuse, Sicily, a plaster statue that has shed tears since 1953. In 2018, in fact, weeping statues were reported in Hungary, Argentina, and Macedonia, just to name a few. Even during the apparitions in Naju, Korea, where Our Lady's statue had wept tears of blood. Throughout Catholic history, supernatural events have been attributed to Mary's power. When Francis Chartres Cathedral burned, only Mary's relic, called the Veil of the Virgin, survived after being safeguarded by three priests, who were miraculously preserved from the heat and flames. Mary's tears have special significance for Catholics. She cries not only over the sins of the world, but also over the pain she endured in her earthly life, referred to as the Seven Sorrows of Mary. It's not surprising for a weeping statue of Mary to become an object of prayer and devotion. And when this happens, the local bishop sometimes steps in to investigate, as it had happened in Tavuni, to see if there is a possibility of trickery. But if I were to put it in words, when Our Lady weeps, she weeps at the sight of her children. Whether it be at their sins being committed, or was it just tears of joy like in Wairiki, one thing's for sure, her tears symbolizes the love she has for her children.